Breaking news from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The House Appropriations Committee on Tuesday advanced a funding bill with a slew of police reforms that are unlikely to make it through the GOP-controlled Senate.
The committee sent the spending bill to the House in a 30-22 party-line vote. Democrats loaded the $71.4 billion Commerce, Justice, Science Appropriations Bill for fiscal year 2021 with several policy riders and waivers aimed at reining in police violence and racial discrimination in the justice system. The panel rejected three Republican amendments that would have rolled back or otherwise altered the police reforms. The spending bill would withhold certain funds from police departments that don't implement reforms such as banning chokeholds. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Researchers report the first vaccine tested in the U.S. for the coronavirus boosted volunteers' immune systems.
The results are just what Dr. Anthony Fauci and fellow developers had hoped.
Candidates that showed really good neutralizing antibodies, safe, no adverse events, but good levels of neutralizing antibodies.
It means the vaccine will begin key final testing. Fauci says there are no guarantees.
I think by the end of this year and the beginning of calendar year 2021, we will have enough information to know whether the candidates that we're dealing with are safe and effective.
Researchers say there are no serious side effects. Nearly two dozen possible coronavirus vaccines are in various stages of testing around the world. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump has signed a bill and executive order that he says will hold China accountable for its oppressive actions against the people of Hong Kong. Mr. Trump also used the speech Tuesday in the Rose Garden to argue that Democratic rival Joe Biden's views are radical left, and his entire career has been a gift to the Chinese Communist Party. Mr. Trump also blamed China for the plague of the coronavirus. On Wall Street, the Dow by 556 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief, it's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
In these challenging times, what is really happening? Is there a force behind it all? If you believe in the freedoms that founded America, if you're looking for answers, go to ProfitToAmerica.com. That's ProfitToAmerica.com. And download the free book, A Fresh Wind. Is God using this pandemic to bring us back to our roots? Go to ProfitToAmerica.com. That's ProfitToAmerica.com.
Summer is coming, and so are those high power bills. Astronomical bills, usually due to an inefficient air conditioner. Upgrade to a Hi-Sear air conditioner from Home Air Conditioning. Those old R22 units are not getting any younger, and they're costing you plenty. Cool your home for less. Call Danny at Home Air Conditioning to schedule an appointment at your convenience anywhere in the valley. Home Air Conditioning, 702-878-8367. 702-878-8367. License number 51994.
Would you like an air conditioning technician instead of a salesman?
Afraid you're about to overpay for that air conditioner from that national chain?
Then you need to call Home Air Conditioning for your new, quiet, and energy-efficient air conditioning system. And if you need service and repair, they fix it right the first time. License number 51994. Call Danny for your quote over the phone at 878-8367. That's 878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com.
It's 5:04. This is a KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. If you have any plans to travel to New York from Nevada, be prepared to complete a form before being allowed to leave any New York area airport. New York state officials say they plan to use the form to track travelers and make sure they are following quarantine restrictions. Nevada is one of the 19 states on New York's COVID-19 high-risk list. Enforcement teams will be at all New York area airports, greeting passengers to request proof of completion of that traveler form. Failure to comply could cost you a $2,000 fine. Well, first it was the Wynn Buffet. Now the word is that Caesar's Buffet will reopen next month, albeit a new format. Thanks to COVID-19, guests gorging themselves while digging into buffet trays will be replaced with individual serving vessels of food brought by servers. Company officials say the popular buffet has been undergoing a multi-million dollar renovation. Citing solid customer interest, Caesars Entertainment plans to reopen another property on the Strip. Company officials say Bally's will open their doors on July 23rd, which joins the Caesars reopened hotel casinos, Caesars Palace, Flamingo, Harrah's, and Paris, Las Vegas.
KMCQ on-time traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Got a crash northbound Buffalo. That's at the 215 interchange. Watch the right lane there. Also, crews are cleaning up that earlier incident, 215 west at the 15 interchange. And we're also slow 215 west at Fort Apache.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
5:07 all across the Las Vegas Valley. Good to have you with us. This one quick note before we get to Megan. Lee Greenwood, Grammy award-winning American patriot known for his world-famous anthem, God Bless the USA, has now earned the number one position on Billboard magazine's digital song sales chart for the first time ever. You can thank the President of the United States for that and a long-abiding patriotism. Let's check in with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. And Lee Greenwood, I've only met him once, but he's just one of the nicest people you could ever want. And his song has become the anthem for all of us.
Well, that's such good news, Kevin. I had not heard that, and I needed some good news. And that kind of reminds me of the 4th of July, where we saw fireworks nonstop, even days early. And I said, well, those are the fireworks of the silent majority, and I believe this song is obviously the song or the anthem of the silent majority, specifically because it's skyrocketing up the charts. This is a very bad omen for the anti-American Marxist Democrats that have taken over the party of JFK and has brought destruction to our streets. I don't know if you saw, but Ayanna Pressley, who's part of the squad, and really who the Democrats are designing their policies around, with whether it's AOC or Ilhan Omar or Ayanna Pressley or Rashid Tlaib. She said that Chaz, which was the dangerous Seattle incursion, if you will, or insurgents of radical Antifa and Marxists who took over the city, six blocks of the city for weeks, that was a very good tactic, according to Ayanna Pressley. A very effective tactic. So tactics that include murder, arson, robbery, are good tactics, according to leading Democrats. And that's why I say that those types, like Ayanna Pressley and the Marxists that are taking over the Democrat Party and basically pulling the strings of Joe Biden, they represent the noisy minority. The majority of Americans are the silent majority. And the reason we are silent is we simply don't have platforms, the powerful platforms that the Marxists own, which would be the mainstream media, journalism broadly, the education system, as well as Hollywood.
So 16 weeks to Election Day, Megan. Is this all going to be a part of a presidential campaign, this AOC and the squad and all of that stuff?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's exactly who we're running against. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. We're certainly not running against Joe Biden. Joe Biden doesn't even know what he's running for. You know, he in one of his speeches, he said that he was running for Senate again. And going back,
he doesn't know what city he's in. By the way, that's why, if you'll notice, that's why everything he's done has been in either Delaware or Pennsylvania. That way he knows where he is.
Right. And like today, he released his new energy deal, I guess, which is actually an old energy deal. It's called the Green New Deal, the one that eliminates planes and cows and all of that stuff. And then we all have to somehow take a boat to Hawaii. And not just not a powered boat, like a canoe. He unveiled this $20 trillion or something green energy plan, and he wouldn't take questions afterwards.
And yet the president in the Rose Garden, with it looked like bees or all kinds of stuff around, the president took questions. Did you see any of the president in the Rose Garden today? Because he spent about, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes criticizing China for Hong Kong. And then he spent the rest of the time essentially going after Biden. And it was, hey, what's the world going to look like in a Joe Biden world? And it was very, very ugly. Very ugly.
Well, it is very ugly because all of the policies that he's pushing forward are of the radical left policies. Even defunding the police is now becoming a policy of the Democrats. But then you watch the mental gymnastics that Democrats go through in order to try to actually accept defunding the police. And they come up with some sort of excuse like, oh, well, it's not defunding, really. It's just reallocation. I don't care what you call it. You can put whatever euphemism you want on it to make you feel better. But reallocation is also defunded.
Let me ask you, because Mark McCluskey is the homeowner in St. Louis. I know that neighborhood real well because I was born there and I go back there four times a year. And I'll bet you I passed by his house. He had to surrender not only his wife's handgun, but also the rifle. He couldn't get the cops to even return a phone call, much less come out when the mob arrived at his house. But by God, they had officers that could come out to his home and confiscate those weapons. What does that whole Mark McCluskey thing tell you about the direction we're headed, especially in the defund the cops environment?
Well, and it's not only the defund the cops environment, it's the lawless environment that Ayanna Pressley just basically said was a very good tactic. And this is the tactic of the left. You cannot separate Black Lives Matter, founded by two Marxists, from the Democrat Party any longer. You no longer have a right to privacy. You no longer can live behind a gate. What about the quote-unquote protesters that actually trespassed onto private property, destroyed the gate in order to break into a private area, a fenced-in, guarded area. This is lawlessness, and this is what is being embraced by the Democrat Party. It's quite obvious when you see Bill de Blasio, for example, defund the police, take $1 billion away from the police force, take a few hundred, if not 600, plainclothes policemen off the criminal detail unit, which is responsible for removing guns from the streets, not hiring 1,000 policemen like Bill de Blasio did not put in the budget, or simply just raise the budget to hire more policemen. 300% spike, if not more, in crime in New York. And we're seeing this in liberal-run cities that are defunding the police or aligning themselves with the Black Lives Matter movement, which calls for defunding the police. We've seen a spike in crime. And so what are these people, what are we, if we just happen to live under these mayors or governors or city council members that are doing such as in Seattle, we don't, again, have a right to defend ourselves and our property? Geez, I thought that was in the Second Amendment. And so this is an harbinger. What happened to this couple in St. Louis could happen to any one of us if the DA of our community happens to be a Soros-funded DA, a Democrat DA. Soros paid millions and millions of dollars to get DAs across the country elected, and that goes exactly to the DA that is bringing up charges, scurrilous charges, against this St. Louis couple, as well as confiscating their weapons.
I'm just curious, going back to Mark McCluskey for a second, do you believe that the Castle Doctrine holds in this particular case? I mean, he went on Hannity a week ago, I guess it was, and said, I feared for my life, I feared for my property. Doesn't that end the argument right there?
Well, it should, but you, again, have a progressive DA that whatever her whim is or end goal is, which we know is to abolish the Second Amendment, she will simply use her interpretation of the law as a weapon, her progressive interpretation of the law as a weapon against law-abiding citizens, and completely ignore the people that criminally trespassed, broke through a fence, basically destroyed private property. Those quote-unquote protesters had no right to be behind a privately gated community that was trespassing, and you can see exactly that she'll ignore the potential for violence, and she'll actually foment the violence by punishing those who are respectfully following the law.
The Washington Redskins are no more. We'll continue with Megan and find out who's going to be next on the chopping block, the PC chopping block. We'll do that and more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Indeed has loved Las Vegas for over 30 years, and we're here for you if you need us. Construction hasn't shut down, and while you're safe at home, we can take care of those needed repairs. We can meet in your home and still keep a safe social distance. B&D Plastering, here for you, 702-644-8980.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Less is more. This is true of the 2020 Range Rover Evoque. With dramatic styling and unparalleled capability, the Range Rover Evoque offers much more than you would expect from a compact SUV. And with 0% interest currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, it's never been a better value. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Embarrassed about your ugly fungal infected feet? You bet you are. And you have been buying those rotten antifungal products. See, nothing happens. They just sit there and don't work.
Of course they don't. But a new breakthrough discovery is now being marketed as Bye-Bye Fungus. And it is the answer to your problems. Bye-Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by dermatologists to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye-Bye Fungus is budget-friendly, painless, has no hideous side effects, and it's as easy to apply as nail polish. But above all else, It's effective. So effective, it's patented. Call 1-800-258-3635 and ask us for Bye Bye Fungus. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say Bye Bye Fungus, hello sandals.
The Vaccines for Children program provides low to no cost vaccines for children up to their 19th birthday whose parents can't afford the cost. To find the location of a VFC office, visit vfcnevada.org. This information is made possible through grants from the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health and the CDC. Keep your children and our community healthy. Visit vfcnevada.org.
Sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Have you ever felt so dizzy you could hardly stand up? You're not alone. Millions of people struggle with dizziness and experience the debilitating symptoms of vestibular dysfunction, such as vertigo, nausea, and ringing in their ears. Vestibular disorders affect people of all ages and can impact ability to work, go to school, or just perform everyday tasks like shopping and getting dressed. Because these symptoms are invisible and difficult to describe, they're often overlooked by doctors and dismissed by family and friends. But there is hope. Visit vestibular.org or call 800-837-8428. If you or someone you know has experienced a persistent sense of dizziness or lack of balance, visit vestibular.org to search for a vestibular specialist in your area. The Vestibular Disorders Association can help you discover a life rebalanced. Visit vestibular.org, that's vestibular.org, or call 800-837-8428.
Indeed has loved Las Vegas for over 30 years, and we're here for you if you need us. Construction hasn't shut down, and while you're safe at home, we can take care of those needed repairs. We can meet in your home and still keep a safe social distance. B&D Plastering, here for you, 702-644-8980.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Megan Barth alongside... from ReaganBabe.com. We've got the Washington Redskins are no longer the Washington Redskins. We don't know what they are, but they're not the Redskins anymore. Does this mean that every team, even my Kansas City Chiefs, are going to have to give up their nickname, their mascot?
Who knows? The Atlanta Braves, the Indians, I mean, why not? The left wants to rip down statues of Jesus, so... You know, nothing is really safe, God forbid, a sports team. And I find it highly ironic and hypocritical, Kevin, that Nike, who runs sweatshops over in Vietnam and China, has something to say about equality and treatment of people when they're using child slave labor, specifically people of color. They had a say in the change of the Washington Redskins name. You know, if leftists knew history, they might not be leftists. They've been taught revisionary history by Marxists and leftists. They've been indoctrinated for the past 30 years or so, 40 years, through the Department of Education. And as Trump says, he's looking closely at those public schools that are actually indoctrinating and raising children to hate this country, which leftists do. You wouldn't love this country if you promised to fundamentally transform it, as Barack Obama did back in 2008. And now they're talking about the systematic transformation. That's the new buzzword. It's the systemic or the systematic transformation or the systemic racism or whatever they want to call it. These are the new buzzwords of the woke left.
The big news today, Ruth Bader Ginsburg hospitalized with what has been termed an infection. If Ruth Bader Ginsburg were to step down today, would this become a Trump replacement, or would this become a next person to win the presidency selection?
Well, I mean, I'm sure that Trump will go for it. However, there's Merrick Garland that will be hung over our heads, as it has been since the transition between, Obama and Trump in an election year. That was a big hullabaloo, as you'll remember. We dodged a bullet by not getting Merrick Garland. But Ruth Bader Ginsburg has more lives than a cat. I mean, I have never not met the woman, but I've never met anyone with pancreatic cancer, but I can tell you that no one really survives pancreatic cancer unless your name is Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She's had more falls and more cancers and more hospitalizations in the last year than any one of us has had in a lifetime, and yet she comes back swinging. So I don't. We'll see. You know, we pray for her, of course. We pray for her recovery. But if there was any ounce of dignity or integrity left under her judiciary robe, she would retire.
Is this going to be yet another item that is going to be on the ballot, the Supreme Court? Because it's you know, Clarence Thomas. And others have rumored to be on the way out, to be near retirement. Is this going to be a legitimate issue on the 2020 ballot?
It's always a legitimate issue. One of the main reasons why I voted for Trump was to protect the Supreme Court from becoming the Ninth Circuit. Thankfully, Trump is actually remaking the Ninth Circuit, which prior to Trump's appointment onto the Ninth Circuit, it was basically just running ramshot over the Constitution, so much so that it was the most overturned court in the country. And so in order to save the Supreme Court from becoming a leftist tool or a weapon against the Constitution and their progressive interpretation of it, the Supreme Court is always on the ballot.
Okay, let me bring you to local news. We went Friday at the close of business, 11:59. They closed down bars all across at least seven of the 17 counties in the state of Nevada. First of all, did the governor make the right move, or is this just another misstep in what's been a long, long history of missteps by this governor when it comes to the coronavirus?
Yeah, what happened to 15 days to flatten the curve? Now all of a sudden we're walking around like masked zombies waiting to get injected with the virus through a vaccine rather than just go outside and perhaps get it, which, oh, by the way, you still have a 99% chance of surviving it. I went to a casino last night, and I, of course, wore a mask because I don't want the casino owner or the employees to get in trouble, because what you have now are the little OSHA Nazis that are walking around casinos and giving them fines. I went to South Point Casino last night, and one of the bosses there, I guess he was maybe a pit boss, had told me on the side that they have incurred $135,000 in fines just over the last couple weeks because some people were not wearing their mask properly, or some people were not wearing a mask at all. And here's, I guess, to check out this kabuki dance. If you take a sip out of your water, you take the mask off, and then once you put the glass down, you put your mask back on. Same goes with smoking a cigarette. I don't smoke cigarettes, but you could take your mask off to smoke a cigarette, and once you're done smoking a cigarette, you can put the mask on. Also, the roulette tables, this is a real charmer. There's no social distancing at the roulette tables. They'll put four people at the roulette table, no social distancing, but 5 feet away where the slot machines are, you have to social distance on the slot machine. None of this makes sense. And when it doesn't make sense, it's not true. This is a political, again, weapon. It's based in political science. It's not based in biological science. And don't take my word for it, Kevin. Just look over to the Los Angeles Unified School District, one of the largest unions employing 35,000 teachers in the country. They said they will not open the schools in the fall, not because of COVID. They will only open the schools if charter schools are closed and the police are defunded. Now, what does that have to do with COVID?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. And yeah, this is how you can understand that all of this kabuki dance that we've been doing for the last 4 months is not rooted in science. It is rooted in the politics of control.
That's just unbelievable. In a final minute, I want to just ask you, though, the idea, we know that last Thursday night at about 11:20, the Clark County School District said we will reopen, but 2 days in brick-and-mortar schools, 3 days online. Are the kids going to get any benefit from 3 days of online learning, long-distance learning?
Well, you know, that I think, who knows, you know, but what I do know is that what are the parents going to do? What are the single moms going to do? What are the single fathers going to do?